50 Progressive Voice of Minnesota, Doug Padgett, in here at your 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock time. I like to call drive time. Hey, Hunter, how you doing today, buddy?
I'm real good.
Yeah, you're feeling it?
Yep, I biked to the station, 15 miles.
You biked to the station. Hey, Hunter, anything special about your bike ride today? Was there anything that made this bike ride different than the other day's bike rides?
Oh, it certainly was special. It was, last week, my bike got stolen. And so this Sunday, I'm riding a marathon. And I'm like, oh, no, what am I going to do? My bike got stolen right before this marathon. So I created a fundraiser on Facebook. And I hit the goal in less than 24 hours, thanks to you and Matt McNeil and Ellie Krug and a ton of other people. But I really appreciate that. So I rode my new bike today for the first time.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, as when I was a child, the question is for someone who owns a new bike, what color is it?
It's kind of black and gray with white on it. It's really slick looking.
Yeah. Yeah, black and gray. Is it a Huffy Thunder Road?
It's a, what's the company? Giant?
Giant, yeah. Yeah, classy.
Yeah, yeah. It's really nice, really light. It's got these crazy brakes that there's no brake pads. So it looks like there's no brakes, but somehow the way it's set up is it stops the wheel with it's some sort of chemical. They were explaining it to me, but when I look at it, I'm like, God, how does this work? They're really nice, though.
You know, you know you're in trouble when now you've gotten to the point that you don't understand how a bike works.
Yeah.
Right? Like, long ago, some of us gave up on ever knowing how a car was going to work.
Yeah.
But this idea that, like, I don't know, I'm riding a bike, and I actually have no idea how that works.
Yeah, I didn't realize they were improving bike technology that way, where it was unrecognizable now.
Yeah, it's unrecognizable even to you. Well, hey, congratulations on that. And, you know, boo to the person that stole your bike, but hip, hip, hooray for the people that, you know, said, yeah, we'd love to help. And I chipped in. I'm not bragging. I just want to make it public that I want to say that I bought the seat portion. So you can say, you know, that everybody bought a part. Some people like the handlebars. Some people like the gear. Some people like these magical brakes. I ride a bike myself, and I'll tell you, the seat is the most important part of that bike. If that doesn't fit you right, everything else might as well be somebody else's bike, because that's the trick of the trade.
It is.
Right there.
I was super surprised, because when I created it, I didn't think it was ever going to hit the goal. And in less than 24 hours, it did. And I couldn't believe there's some people that I've never even met that donated, and I didn't even like push it that hard. It was just people shared it, and it less than 24 hours hit the goal.
Well, congratulations! How are you feeling about your legs for your big bike marathon?
I'm more tired today than I was hoping to be.
Yeah,
it's 15 miles here.
Yes.
From my house, and
I see
the marathon's 48 miles. And I've done this before, but it's been a couple of months since I biked to the station. And, I'm more tired than I'd like to be. So I don't know what that means.
Yeah, it means you're going to have a very long ride one of those days. I do those long kinds of races myself, and it actually means nothing. Don't worry about it. You'll rise to the occasion. Hey, and speaking of rising to the occasion, this country's got to rise to the occasion. Man, what a whirlwind once again of news stories. I'd said back on, I think it was July 16th, that I thought it was the day that the country broke when Donald Trump stood next to the president of Russia and capitulated the way that he did. And I'll tell you, yesterday's news and what's happening in this Kavanaugh hearing, let alone what's happening on our local level, but just on the national level, this is a long marathon that we're in, and I think we're only coming up on mile marker 4, and we've got a long way to go. And you know, as you experienced today, the legs get tired, and there's a lot of people that just get really, really tired with all the stuff that's going on. But we got to stay in it. You got to stay in the game. So we're going to talk a bit about that today. I have in the second segment, I have a nightmare scenario that I'd like to share with you. A nightmare scenario about what I think is going on and why I'm afraid that there's some trickery going on, and it's going to mean that the Republicans could win the presidency in 2020. So imagine that for a minute, that I am scared, spitless, because I think I've got an eye on something that's going on. And so we'll talk about that in the second segment. So you know, schedule your time appropriately. If you're driving home, prepare to sit in that driveway. if you're working around the house before the kids get home, tell them to stay outside. It's a beautiful day out, and they should stay outside because you're going to want to click into this one. So that's my big lead in. See, that's what the pros do. They give you a little teaser, mm-hmm. Hunter. They keep you coming. They keep it happening. Hey, but before we get into all that, though, a little sad news today for people from the 70s. I mean, not like people have transported from the 1970s, but people who felt their life sort of came alive in the 1970s. Did you see the headline that Burt Reynolds has passed away?
I did. Matt told me when he came in here, and I hadn't heard. But yeah, that's sad.
Yeah. I mean, to a lot of us, to young boys of the 70s, you know, death was never going to catch up with Burt Reynolds.
Yeah, I know. I didn't realize he was that old, but I mean, I guess the movies were in the 70s. But you seem eternally young then.
Yeah. Well, very true. And actually, I mean, it's curious that you say that because I was thinking, Kyle, he was only 82. Man, he seemed like he was older than that back then. So I don't know. I don't know.
It's true. He looked.
Are you Mark?
Like an old young person, but I always remember him as that age.
Yeah, I've realized that I feel like, well, I'm an older man now, and that guy's been around my head for my entire life. Like he seemed like he was on the top of the world when I was a kid, and I'm like, how old was that guy? He was only like 30. So I don't know. I find that quite impressive. So Burt Reynolds, and you know, there's a number of movies that he was in, but you know, he was a fast car driving sort of imagination for a lot of people, and you know, now he's just a memory. Well, actually, probably turned into just a memory for people after he got out of movies and all that stuff in the past anyway. Hey, it looks like to me, I don't know, we'll talk about this, I think, in the third segment a little bit longer, but it looks to me like Cory Booker, you know what I'm talking about, the senator, you know, from New Jersey. That guy's running for president. That guy's running for president today. Like if Cory Booker has not yet announced his presidential run for 2020, he did it today. Are you following what's going on in the Kavanaugh hearings?
I saw his name on a headline. I didn't see what it was about, but yeah, I've seen him in campaign mode for a while.
He today released some emails that have been were only allowed to be seen by senators. He released them to the public and said in the hearings, basically, I'm releasing these emails because I want to show that what you're covering up has nothing to do with national security. And I know that the rules of the Senate are that if I release these emails, that I risk expulsion from the Senate.
Oh.
And I am doing it anyway. And then John Cornyn, fellow senator, says, hey, I just want to read you the rules. I'll read you the rules. And he reads them to him. And then Cory Booker says, bring it. Go ahead. Kick me out of the Senate if you need to. I'm releasing these things because, you know, honest to goodness, the best thing a guy could do if he wants to run for president for the next 2 years, create a national reputation and get the burden of being a senator off your back, right? If you could drop all that and get kicked out of the Senate by the Republicans and then you become the victim and the champion at the same time, mm-hmm. That's a top-notch move right there. That's the guy that makes you captain of the lacrosse team, you know, at Dartmouth College. You pull something like that off. That's a brave move right there. So I think he's running. In fact, you know, there's no shortage of opening presidential campaign posturing going on with the senators that are in this Kavanaugh hearing. Kamala Harris, of course, our own Amy Klobuchar. Booker, these people are all, they all have their eyes on it and they should. And I'm glad to see it. I'm glad to see and to hear that they're stepping up and they're willing to even risk. And I'm putting a sharp point on Cory Booker on this one, but I think it's a powerful thing and I'm glad that he's doing it. I think it matters. I think I was convinced going into yesterday's show that Kavanaugh would be a problem. And after listening to Jake from the Center for American Progress, I am full on convinced that the Kavanaugh appointment on the Supreme Court is a generationally damaging appointment to the Supreme Court. I he convinced me yesterday. I think it's that bad. It's really something. So I'm glad that they're fighting back. I'm glad that the Democrats are taking the lead, that they're finding some creative ways. They're willing to put something on the line. I mean, Cory Booker, I'm not sure I'm for him for president because there's lots of things about him that got my crawl all stitched up. But there might be something that that he's doing here that just might pop him above the fold, as it say. Hey, Randy, I want to get to you real quick. I only have a minute 30 before we have to go into the more important parts of the show, which is how we pay for it. But you've got some thoughts on Senator Booker.
Yeah, first I wanted to say Burt Reynolds, best movie ever made, Smokey and the Bandit.
Oh, so much.
Yeah. And then I was going to tell you about the Booker thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't be hornswoggled. He didn't do anything brave. He got the memo saying that it was okay to release it, so he was releasing something that he already had that he got okayed to release it.
Oh,
anyhow.
Come on!
So it looked like he was gonna do a bold move, but it really wasn't bold because, well, it's okay, you can release that. So
is that true, Randy?
I didn't know if you knew.
Well, obviously, I did not know that. That's new. He's now released that he had the permission to release these emails, and there wouldn't be any consequence to him.
Yes. He already had. He had got the memo that it was okay to do that.
And one thing so about Cory Booker is
okay to be released.
I followed his career for a long time because I lived in New York when he was mayor of Newark. Is he has a long history of doing publicity stunts.
He's full of publicity shenanigans. Huh?
Yes, all the time.
Well,
I think the best thing he can do is to be.
This is just what I'd heard on. It wasn't even just one. Different area. I heard it in several different areas throughout the day.
Good point, Randy. I appreciate it. I still think he's running for president. All right. Hey, we're going to, we'll be back after the break. Game 950. I got a nightmare scenario.
No matter what your taste, you'll find the music you're looking for at The Electric Fetus. Pick from rock, pop, international, roots music, and so much more on CD and vinyl. Or create your own compilation of favorites with the exclusive Mix and Burn CD station, only available at The Electric Fetus. Dust off your vinyl or just make some space by turning your unwanted music into cash. The used selection changes daily, so check out the new arrivals often. 2000 4th Avenue South in Minneapolis and online at efetus.com.
With all the convenient big box stores that sell appliances, why do so many Minnesotans choose Warner Stellion? Check online to learn that Warner Stellion is a Minnesota family-owned business for over 60 years. Warner Stellion sells more brands than anyone else, and our passionate specialists are committed to impressing you so much that you'll refer us to everyone you know. That's our mission here at Warner Stellion. Ask around. Check us out online. And when it's your time to buy appliances, join over 300,000 Minnesota homeowners and choose the specialists, Warner Stellion.
This is Pat with PJW Automotive in New Brighton. I've been in business long enough to know that if you want to stand out, you better be the best. That's why I've assembled a top-notch team of automotive specialists who do the job right the first time. Bringing your car or truck to PJW Automotive is an investment in the future of your vehicle. Try us once and you'll see it's worth the drive to PJW Automotive. One exit north of 694 on 35W and online at pjwauto.com.
Hi, this is Laura Hedlund with Food Freedom Radio. We want a regenerative revolution. What's that? It's a food system that works for water, soil, pollinators, and people. How do we get it? Maybe by being a little more lazy. So this summer, we're looking for lazy good food recipes. We're talking about how do we create a sane, kind food system. Food Freedom Radio, Saturdays at 8 a.m. or anytime on podcast. AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
I'm John Peterson, and at Ferndale Market, we are proud to provide our free-range turkey to local restaurants and natural food stores. One of our partners since the beginning has been Birchwood Cafe, and we're excited to announce a new partnership product, the Birchwood Turkey Burger Patty. Made from their popular turkey burger recipe, using our antibiotic-free turkey and Birchwood's local and organic ingredients. Put an end to bland turkey burgers. Find this and all our Ferndale turkey products at your local co-op or natural food store. Visit FerndaleMarket.com.
Hey, welcome back. AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. I've got a little nightmare scenario, Hunter, that I want to run by you. And it spooks me. I got to tell you, buddy. This is how I think the Republicans could end up winning the presidency in 2020. Right. So if you're someone
worried, because I've thought of this as such a slam dunk.
Slam dunk. This is Mr. President. It's a slam dunk that there's weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, right? That kind of level of slam dunk. Okay, so here's the thing. Now, this spooks me. I hope it doesn't happen. I don't want it to happen. But I think there's something going on. And some of it's rooted in this release of this op-ed that came out in the New York Times of someone inside the administration saying that Donald Trump is essentially unfit for office and that there's been a movement and conversation with the cabinet at some point to invoke the 25th Amendment. Okay, so here's the scenario that I think could be happening. Now, it's going to take a little bit of leap of faith on one point, and you're going to push back on me on this point, and you should. Everybody that I've shared it with has, and that is that it's going to take Donald Trump to choose to resign from the presidency this fall or early January. Okay, so you have to give me that, and I think the conditions are going to be in place where he is self-serving enough that he's going to do that very thing. All right, that's my theory. Okay, so here it is. This is what I think is going to happen, could happen. Nightmare scenario possibility of happening. It's going to be clear that that the new Congress is angry and is going to pursue all kinds of investigations against Donald Trump when the Democrats take control of the House, and impeachment is dawning, and Robert Mueller's report is going to come out. Donald Trump knows what he's done, and in a whole a series of events coming together, Donald Trump says, "I have to resign the presidency," and when he does, he makes a deal with Mike Pence. Mike Pence agrees to, as I think he might have to for the well-being of the country, to pardon Donald Trump and a number of his family members who are going to be charged with federal crimes. And he'll do that if he resigns. And just like Gerald Ford had to take on that burden with Richard Nixon, when Mike Pence pardons Donald Trump, he knows that seals Mike Pence's fate, and there's no way Mike Pence will be elected president in 2020, but Mike Pence becomes the president at the resignation of Donald Trump. And after he pardons Donald Trump and realizes, now I won't win re-election, what he will do to become magnanimous and to become the hero is he will then say, I think for the well-being of the country, to heal this country so he can become the healer-in-chief, he will say, I hereby resign the presidency. This is Mike Pence. I resign the presidency effective today, and we appoint Paul Ryan to be the president of the United States as a sitting speaker of the House. This is before the new Congress is seated. Paul Ryan then becomes the president. And Paul Ryan then takes on the role of being the big healer, being the adult in the room, of saying, I'm now the one who's going to bring this all together. I tried my best to do what I can to work from behind. I didn't even want to stay the Speaker of the House. That's why I didn't run for re-election. I was getting out of all of this. But if you need me, I will come back in. And the country will be so relieved to be done with Donald Trump and his family of criminal enterprise, so relieved to be done with Mike Pence. And Paul Ryan will say, let's put this behind us and let's lean into the future of America. And because they've ginned up the economy in a way that will be unhealthy for its long-term sustainability, the country will breathe a huge sigh of relief. Will think that Paul Ryan is the one that made all of that happen. The economy is going to be doing well, and then he'll be the one who brings the country together because he's held his fire on Donald Trump, so the Republicans will stay with him. All the people who felt so connected to Trump will feel like, well, at least we have a Republican, so they'll stay with him. And a whole bunch of other people will say, thank you, Mr. Ryan, for saving us from Donald Trump and from Mike Pence and from that huge mistake that we made. And then he will usher himself into a 2020 victory. That's what terrifies me. I could see it happening. Now, feel free to pick it apart, because I need somebody to, because this is terrifying to me. And this is why that op-ed that came out, where it's where they start to lay the groundwork for the fact that inside of his own administration, there's people who are working against him. And they've said, we're committed to his policies. Reed, we're committed to the things that Paul Ryan is committed to, but he is the problem. We get him out of the way and everything comes back together. And this is set laying the groundwork for why Donald Trump then can say, I have to resign. They're against me on all sides, and I've done so much for this country, and I'm going to be stepping away.
So this does touch on
nightmare scenario.
One of the fears I've had is that in the future, the bar has been set so low that any Republican that appears competent will in people's minds be like, oh, that guy's fine. Look at him.
So, way better than Donald Trump. Totally.
Yeah, I've thought it could go two ways, that this will either Trump will taint the Republican Party for generations,
yeah,
and people will associate him with Republicans, or that the bar will be set so low and that now people, because I think that because people have fond memories now of George W. Bush, and it's like you said earlier, lied about weapons of mass destruction, is a literal war criminal, but people have fond memories now because of Trump and how far bar is set.
In 1980, Ronald Reagan was elected president of the United States as a Republican. 1980. 8 years before, Richard Nixon, 7 years before, resigns in disgrace as a criminal, and people said that doomed the Republican Party for a generation. That generation lasted 6 years. 7 years, and right back into it. And I'll tell you, as a kid that grew up, it was coming of age in 1980. I was in eighth grade in 1980. I wasn't thinking about any of that stuff. I became a whole ushered into my political imagination with Ronald Reagan as the president. Hardly anybody in 1980, 82, 84 were talking about the issues of Richard Nixon. Just forgot about it. You could imagine that Paul Ryan gets to be the big savior of all of this stuff. Now, here's the thing. This all has to get squeezed in before the new Congress is seated, while Paul Ryan is still in that limbo period between the November 6th election and when the new Congress is seated. That's the window that all this has to happen, so that he's just ushered up and in to the presidency. When Mike Pence doesn't appoint another vice president, he resigns more immediately than that. So the process of succession goes from the president to the vice president to the Speaker of the House. Ah, terrifying. And then people will just forget it, because, as you put it, they'll be so relieved. They're glad to get themselves out of Donald Trump. It's like when you're on a long car drive and you say, just pull over, I'll use the bathroom at the gas station. Normally, on any given day, you'd say, I'll just wait till I get home. I'm not going to use the restroom at the gas station, right? Just something about being in there, a little uncomfortable, and for some reason, it's always wet all over the walls. A little unclear as to why bathrooms are always full of humidity and liquid in places they shouldn't be. But sometimes you just use a restroom when you have to. That's the way it's going to feel getting out of this long road trip of Donald Trump, that people will say, all right, we'll take Paul Ryan. It's better than that. Nightmare scenario. I know, Debbie, you're holding on here, and you've got some thoughts for me. I'd love to hear them after the break. AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. We got to do something about that scenario, friends.
Wendy Jones, Executive Director of Minnesota Recovery Connection, inviting everyone to join us for the annual Walk for Recovery on Saturday, September 15th from 9 to 1 at Lake of the Isles in Minneapolis. People can and do recover from substance use disorder. We need you to help us break the stigma of addiction and show the world that recovery works. There will be a DJ, live music, food trucks, a photo booth, and activities for the kids from 9 to 1, and the walk around Lake of the Isles starts at 11. Sign up today. There is no registration fee. Take this opportunity to invest in recovery and donate to the walk. Your financial support helps Minnesota Recovery Connection strengthen the recovery community through peer-to-peer support, public education, and advocacy. Most importantly, though, please join us for the walk and put a face on recovery. Bring your friends and family to Lake of the Isles on Saturday, September 15th to celebrate recovery. To register, visit walk.minnesotarecovery.org.
This is Dan Brooks, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor with RBC Wealth Management. For the past 19 years, I've been managing wealth for individuals, institutions, and corporate retirement plan sponsors. Throughout my career, I have seen common traits in successful investors. They include the courage to be diversified, the willingness to work with a professional, the discipline to follow a plan, and patience. I welcome the opportunity to help contribute to your financial success. Call me at 612-371-2396.
Waking up is easy when you look forward to breakfast. Served 7 days a week at the Downtowner Woodfire Grill in St. Paul. Try eggs your way with hash browns, bacon, or sausage. There are four delicious varieties of Eggs Benedict that should not be missed. And buttermilk pancakes, waffles, or French toast are always fresh off the griddle. How about a Bloody Mary or screwdriver from the bar? The Downtowner Woodfire Grill is located at 253 West 7th Street with plenty of free parking. Or online at downtownerwoodfire.com.
Stages Theater Company is turning 35 years young, and we invite you to join the celebration. Stages is one of the largest and most respected professional theaters for young audiences in the country, serving over 150,000 individuals annually through opportunities on stage, education classes, workshops, and in-school programs. Our most magnificent season is truly that, built with young people, families, and classrooms in mind, and based on beautiful, imaginative, and inspiring books and stories, encouraging young people to dream big, invent big, and invest in curiosity. Charlotte's Web, Mary Poppins Jr., Hidden Heroes, and Willy Wonka are just a few of the exciting productions we're proud to present in the coming season. Come celebrate the magnificence with us all season long. Visit us at stagestheater.org. That's stagestheater.org.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Hunter Haas. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 52. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 74. And Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 74. Blue Sky Services is the home cleaning company for you. Window washing starts at $100. Siding cleaning starts at $199. Call Blue Sky Services at 651-447-4484 to ask for the AM 950 special. Find out more at blueskyservices.com.
Conversation. Welcome back to AM 950. Progressive Voice, Doug Padgett. Hey, just laid out a nightmare scenario from my fearful mind about what I think could be going on and how it is that Paul Ryan ends up becoming the president of the United States before the end of January 2019, and then runs 2 years as a president, and then runs as a sitting president for re-election in 2020. All right. So Debbie from Eden Prairie. Debbie, you've got a couple of ideas about this. Save me from myself, Debbie.
You already kind of mentioned it, that it is a very short time period for all this to happen. I just think that's pretty unlikely. I don't think things will happen until after the new Congress is seated. And so I think it's unlikely Paul Ryan would end up being the president. I mean, parts of your other... You know, the thing about getting pardoned by Pence and all that, I think that's a possibility. But I just don't know how that could happen in the next 4 months.
Well, I hope you're right. This theory that I'm suggesting here is all built on the idea that this is to prevent Donald Trump from being impeached. This is him coming to his senses and saying, rather than being dragged through this humiliation of impeachment and a trial and making all of this public.
Well, then you're assuming that he can come to his senses. I'm sorry.
You are right.
I don't agree with that.
You are right. I mean, everyone has told me that's the weakness, but I will say, here's why this scares me. And I don't want any of this to be true, but the reason it scares me is I've been saying for years, 2 years before Donald Trump was elected, there's no possible way he has what it takes to make the right decisions and to not blow up his entire future. Like it's all so improbable. That's the thing. It's to my mind, it's all so impossible that we're in this situation that something's going to get us out of it. Like that, that's where I feel like I'm in a house of fun mirrors, and that we're not operating in any way, shape, or form according to our typical kinds of patterns.
Well, I agree with you on that. So.
Yeah, well, thank you, Debbie. And most of all, Debbie, thanks for listening, for being a part of the community of the station. Hey, Mark on Facebook writes that he thinks the failure in this theory, the thing that will save us, is not that Donald Trump won't resign only, but that if he were to, that Mike Pence would never be the one to then go ahead and resign, because as Mark on Facebook puts it, all the evangelicals who support Mike Pence will think it's a message from God, and he will become the Joseph, to borrow the Jewish storyline of this story, and become the ruler that no one thought could ever be the ruler. So thanks, Mark, for listening. Hey, and Vince from Minneapolis, you've got a more of a technical solution that you know is going to keep this scenario that I have of three presidents in 1 year from being the thing that we experience in this country.
Well,
hey, Vince.
Well, you have to be confirmed, right?
Hey, Vince. I heard your question. You were saying that Paul Ryan would have to be confirmed. Is that right?
Right. So how much time does they have after the elections to be able to put this in place and run it without the Democrats stalling long enough to let the new Congress be sworn in?
So that's the trick. He doesn't get elected or doesn't get confirmed. Yeah, and I don't know about that confirmation. I know the thing of succession is where all this is, and we should talk to if this is a serious enough idea.
It has to be confirmed by both houses, not just one.
After the president resigned, if a vice president or president were no longer had resigned or some other reason were removed, you're saying that it would take Congress to approve that person.
Correct.
So that means
that all has to happen by but they cannot. It doesn't appoint a president. You don't appoint a president. You would appoint a vice president, and then he has to be confirmed, and then Pence would have to resign.
And all that needs to happen while the Republicans
still have
control.
It would take to get Ryan confirmed that Democrats could at least try to drag it out so that the new Congress is seated before he can be confirmed. Also, the high possibility that Ryan would be under investigation also.
Now you're talking. There we go. I hope that's the case. Yeah, see, I mean, what gets interesting here is if Donald Trump is impeached, then, is removed from office, then there becomes a scenario where Mike Pence becomes a president. And then if Mike Pence has to be removed from office, then unless he's appointed a vice president, then I think the line of succession moves on to to Paul Ryan as the Speaker of the House. So if all of that were to happen while there's still a Republican in Congress that's making the decisions before the new Congress is seated, that's the window in which all this has to happen. Now, look, I know that that's a crazy fast scenario, but if I were running the Republican operation and trying to say, how do you save this thing for 2020? What do we do? How do we clear out this administration and do something and not lose an election in 2020? And if Paul Ryan's been thinking about any of this, like how is it that if you're two steps away from the presidency, I think there could very well be something going on. And now I don't want it to be true, and they may have a better plan in place than this one. But if something like this is afoot and it starts to explain why people inside the administration are starting to move against the president, and starting with this op-ed and coming out in this Bob Woodward book, and if all of this starts to stir up and we get some kind of a big national movement when the Mueller report comes out for Donald Trump to have to be removed from office if he doesn't want to go through that battle, then Republicans are facing, what do we do in 2020? And so whether or not it's this particular scenario, I think there's what's going on at the national level with the Republican Party is they're already in motion for what they're going to do about a successor to Donald Trump. There's no doubt in my mind about that. And the thing I think matters to a lot of us is that we have to stay vigilant and can't let that this ourselves to be convinced that Donald Trump is going to collapse on himself and that it's just going to be so bad that it's going to be a cakewalk. Right. That's a lesson that we should have learned, and we have to stay vigilant. And it very well could be that what gets thrown at the American people in the next 3 to 6 months is something that we've never imagined before, because the response to a constitutional crisis that there will be with Donald Trump as a president who's under indictment or would be under indictment after he's out of office, and all those things that are going to go on when the Mueller report comes out and when a new Congress is seated, that is going to put this country in a place where the response is not going to be the typical pattern. The one thing I do not think is going to happen in this country is that we're simply going to run 4 years of a Trump administration. He's going to run for re-election. He's going to lose, have a handshake, and in the January of 2021, he's going to shake hands with a new president and say, "Welcome to the White House." I don't think that's what's going to happen. There's nothing at all, I think, that would indicate that that's the way that this thing is going to go. And I don't think he can stand. I don't think he'll be able to withstand what's going on at the federal level. I don't think he'll be able to stand what's going on at the personal level. And I think at the criminal level, the weight on he and his family is just going to be so intense. So I think this is where it matters. And that's why what we're doing in this state, the people that we elect in this state, the senators that we have, the governors that we have, this is why this matters so much. Because when we lack a president, which is basically what's going on in the United States right now, we don't really have a president of the United States in the way that we used to. Someone's in that job, but they're not being listened to. They're not being followed. They're not being respected. They're not leading. It's vacated by the person who's in the role. And when that when the remedy for that is provided, that's going to cause this country to have to respond in a way that we haven't seen before. Hey, Patrick in Apple Valley, you've got a bit of a different take on this.
Yes, I do. A completely different take. I think,
please.
What you're doing here is a stretch, because okay. There's a lot of if the Mueller probe comes out, which I personally believe is a witch hunt there. They're scratching and clawing to find anything right. to throw at Trump, which is driven, I believe, by the absolute hatred for the man.
Yes.
We've never seen a president, not even Obama, so hated and so vilified and so it has driven the left collectively out of their minds.
Yeah, I agree.
In criticism, and that's all you see on CNN. MSNBC, it's Trump, Trump, Trump. And it's all driven, I believe, by the hatred for the man, which is not very rational.
But Patrick, thanks so much. I appreciate the call. Can I tell you, I agree with you on all of those points. Here's where I wouldn't agree with you, though, that it's not a witch hunt in the sense that it's made up on a fiction. I think there are people that despise the man, and I think they have reasons why they do. And I think he fulfills the reasons why they do as he behaves on a regular basis, including in the last 24 hours. I agree that people are out of their minds, and I'm one of them, because we think that the country is under an assault in a way that it has not been before and is threatened internally by the person who's in the role of the president of the United States right now. So I do agree that there are people who are, and I would say that, yes, Robert Mueller has been assigned, he has been commissioned, he has been authorized to go and find out what happened. Now, if that's a witch hunt, I think that's just what we should call law enforcement in this case. So if there is nothing there and he makes something up, if, in other words, he does the thing that we know happens often with investigators or with the police, where something is planted on Donald Trump that he is not guilty of, that's a whole different story. But if, Patrick, what you're suggesting is if they keep looking, they're going to find something. And the only reason they kept looking is because they're against the guy. Well, he has demonstrated enough reasons for people to keep looking and to be against the guy himself. So I think the difference here with Obama and how much people's vitriol against President Obama was so intense versus the vitriol about President Trump is that, for the most part, the things that people despised about Obama turned out to not be true by any definable sense of the facts. They were rumors and they were opinions. With Donald Trump, that is not what's going on. Now, look, there are other investigations that went on as well. I'm not happy with the way that the Clinton administration was berated by a special Congress. But what they did find out was Clinton was lying about an affair and having sexual liaisons in the Oval Office. That they found out a true thing. Right. And then Congress had a decision to make about that. If in this case, and the same thing in the Bush administration, when there were independent counsels that were poking around, they found out true things about who released the name and the identity of Valerie Plame. Like, they found out the thing that was actually happening. So I agree with you that there are people digging around. But the reason they're digging around is because Donald Trump has said by his behavior and action, it requires that it be investigated. So I do think some of us are a bit out of our minds because we're in a circumstance and situation that is beyond rational and is really dangerous. Patrick, I so appreciate you listening to the show. And it's got to drive you crazy to have to listen to people like me say that stuff while you're riding in your car. I can only imagine that you've had to shout out loud a time or two in the way that a lot of us do when we're listening to the radio. So I really appreciate your being a part of all of this with us. This is AM 950, Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Thank you, Patrick. We'll be back here after a break and talk about local news.
Hello, humans. This is me, Ellie Krug, with Ellie 2.0 Radio on Monday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. This Monday, I'll talk about philanthropy and changing the world for the better. I'll highlight the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and then, for the big interview, talk to Vanessa Tennyson, a local philanthropist, about what makes her tick. My last segment will be a personal story about moi. Ellie 2.0, engaging and real on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Hello, fellow AM 950 listeners. This is Jaja from Nightingale at 26 Lindale. My wife and chef Carrie and I invite you to enjoy our local seasonal fare, along with thoughtfully chosen wine and beer lists, a refreshing cocktail selection, and continued dedication to outstanding service. Nightingale's freshly remodeled patio is perfect for dinner, happy hour, brunch, and late night fun. We offer our full menu every day from 4 to 1 a.m., two award-winning daily happy hours, and weekend brunch at 10. More at nightingalempls.com.
Every day, people lose their battle with prostate and colon cancer. Many may have been saved with early diagnosis and treatment. Talk with your doctor about a screening plan that's right for you. A message sponsored by Lynn's Carpet and Flooring. Since 1964, serving the area's carpet and flooring needs, including professional installation. For carpet, hardwood, laminate, tile, stone, and more, see Lynn's Carpet and Flooring in Farmington and at lynnscarpet.com.
Find your place in a community you'll love starting this Saturday on the Parade of Homes. Go green with the Green Path Energy Efficiency Tour, sponsored by Xcel Energy. Free guidebooks at Holiday and at paradeofhomes.org.
Atheists Talk is the radio show for free-thinking Minnesotans. Listen on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock. Every Sunday, we bring you science, philosophy, politics, and plain old fun from an atheist's point of view. Visit our website at MinnesotaAtheists.org for more details. Tune in to Atheists Talk Radio Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock on KTNF AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's good radio without the good book.
Your adventures begin at Seavers Fall Festival. Open every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday through October 28th next to Canterbury Park in Shakopee. It's fun for the entire family. For more information and to buy tickets online, visit SeaversFallFestival.com.
Brending Electrolysis on Grand Avenue in St. Paul has been a leader in permanent hair removal for people of all skin types and backgrounds for over 30 years, celebrating diversity and priding themselves on finding the right treatment plan for each client's individual needs, regardless of race or gender. Services include electrolysis, body waxing, facials, microneedling, and permanent makeup. Book your 60-minute complimentary consultation, including a 15-minute treatment today, for beautiful, lasting results. Visit BrendingElectrolysis.com.
Hey, welcome back to AM 950, Progressive Voice in Minnesota. Reaching 5 o'clock here on a Thursday of the first week of the school year, the official school year. Hunter, do you remember those days? Remember back in the days when you were thinking about the finish of that first week and you went to school on Tuesday and Wednesday and you got your locker and you were meeting all your friends again and realizing that, you know, so-and-so had grown taller and you were growing the way you were, and all those early days of the school year.
Oh, yeah, I remember it, and I hated it.
You did?
I hated going back to school, yes. I used to stay up as late as I could the last few days of summer to try and make them last longer.
Oh, that's great, because you just didn't want to. Where did you go to school?
Lakeville.
Seems like a perfectly fine place to go to school. Just school in general, or was there something about your particular schooling that struck you?
I mean, I liked college, but I did not like.
Yep. Yeah.
It was just, I didn't like all the rules, and I didn't like high school.
I could sort of feel you going down into the deep, dark memories of the high school days. Well, we'll pull you out of that.
It's just, they told you what to do way too much. And
All day long. Yeah, and I wasn't a good student I wasn't a good student quality-wise, and I wasn't sort of like a schooly sort of person. Mm-hmm. But man, I liked the idea of kind of breaking up the I'm a very social person, and was back then as well, which my teachers always got on me about. But I was very, very, very anxious to be with the friends in the hallway. Mm-hmm. and to see people, because summer's got a little they can get a little long. But I think about those kids coming home today, you know, coming home, the kids in cross country getting on the activity bus.
I'd probably enjoy it right now, being in that environment.
Yeah. But there you go.
During it, I didn't like it.
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, you know where people are apparently really happy about going to high school? It's over there in Richfield. There's these stories. Seems like every week in the Star Tribune, I look at the Star Tribune online as opposed to in the paper, but I still like to say in the paper. There's a story about how great things are in Richfield. Just good stuff happening all the time. Big development happening, exciting things. Apparently Richfield's the happening place. We had a Richfield congressperson on here the other day, and he was again bragging about all the good things that are happening in Richfield. Apparently that's the place in the Twin Cities. It's the up and coming place. So if you're thinking about rooting yourself in the place that's going to be the next desirable location, don't think about your Eden Prairies, your Chaskas, your Edinas, your Fridley. That was for you, Mark. You think about your Richfield. That's really the place that you want to find yourself, because things are going on over there in Richfield. They're happening. Speaking of Fridley, hey, Mark from Fridley. How are you, buddy?
Friendly Fridley.
Man, where does that come from, by the way, Mark? You're a longtime Fridleyan. Where does Friendly Fridley come from? Did it earn that reputation, or is it trying to drop it?
Oh, no. You know, I don't know. It was around when I was a kid.
It was friendly back then.
You know, it's the Medtronic basically grew up in my backyard. I mean, there's a lot of industry here, but.
Yeah, they don't seem so friendly.
I want to touch base on something Hunter said that was quite profound. And while we're talking about impeachment,
mm-hmm.
Let's talk about war crimes. You know,
all right, here we go.
To say that everybody knows George Bush lied us into these wars. Well, you know, the Department of Justice did a big dog and pony show 2 weeks ago about catching a 95-year-old Polish national American Nazi prison guard and throwing him out of the country. Uh-huh. There's no statute of limitations on war crimes. And our government can't even pass legislation, as Tulsi Gabbard, a Democrat from Hawaii, and a two-time Gulf Iraq War vet, tried to pass legislation prohibiting the United States from providing funding to ISIS, the Islamic State of Iraq, and ISIL. So if we're morally opposed and outraged at this guy, as we should be,
because he is
mentally unfit, and he is extremely unstable. And, you know, the point is here is that we need to address our concerns at home. And we have war criminals that appear on the national news every Sunday telling us that we need to continue fighting in the Middle East. And, you know, these wars have driven us, you know, and something that you and Randy talked about yesterday. Let me tell you something. The next time a Republican tells you how great the economy is,
yeah,
it's a sham. You know,
it's a
bubble
That's
is
right.
at its biggest point when it's about to burst. And right now, 40% of Americans can't meet at least one basic need. They can't have access to food or health care, housing, utilities. And those are the things that, you know, we need to be talking about. This is a
yeah, I gotcha. And Mark, I take your point well, and I think it's an important one, that we don't know how in this country to talk about the failures of our national imagination, our national leaders, especially our presidents, when it comes to our acts of war, right? And I very much appreciate the conversation about the Bush administration. But boy, the blood is on the hands of presidents all the way back. I mean, I'm going to say something now that I'm, you know, in the last 2 minutes of the show that people might want to call in tomorrow. But you try talking about the use of nuclear weapons at the end of World War II. Dropping nuclear weapons on two different towns, on civilians. Talk about war criminals. Like, and then you go all the way back to taking this land. Like, we have never reconciled the use of violence that this country has done against the peoples on this land and in other lands, that if those things had been done by other countries, we would be the first one leading the charge that it's that it violates the norms of humanity. And so I appreciate that comment quite greatly. And I'm sure everyone would remind us of the what ifs or the whatabouts of the people who've done it. And it's something we have to address at some point in this country. So thanks, Mark. Really appreciate that call. Hey, Gary, we've only got a minute left, but you've got a thought for our final moments here.
Yeah, well, you know, my dad and my grandfather, they used to tell me horror stories of the Depression, and my dad grew up under Hoover, and what were those three Republican presidents, Coolidge, and I can't remember the first one's name, and they ended up with Hoover, the most hated man in America. The suffering was just terrible, they say, in the 30s.
Scoop
lines and no government help. That's the way it was. And now we're getting the same situation, the same amount of country wealth at the top. And the Republicans, a lot of people, I think, are going to really be hurt when this economic collapse comes. And now we have this environmental collapse, environmental holocaust on the horizon. And that's very serious, and they've been lying about it to the people in this country for 50 years, ever since Rotten Romney pulled solar panels off the White House and went after Carter's policies on solar technology and renewables.
You know, Gary, hearing you say that, I had totally forgotten about that there were solar panels on the White House, and then Reagan came in and had them removed. Am I remembering that right? I was just a kid, but am I remembering your comment right?
Yeah, he's
unbelievable.
Gone,
yeah, he's gone. Yeah. And you mean he's just
I like his
air.
Name, Rotten Ronnie.
Rotten Ronnie.
Store that one for my own use.
Yeah. Well, it's been a long history, and I'll tell you, as sort of uneven, funhouse, weirdo, crazy as the last 2 years have been, our entire history has been that way. This is what we tend to do in this country, and sometimes we straighten it out, and sometimes it gets all curly-cue again. So stick with us here on AM 950, Progressive Voice of Minnesota, to straighten out your curly-cue. Hey, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.